Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Let's get some reaction now to President Trump's executive order yesterday, classifying meat processing plants as critical infrastructure. The president pledged to keep plants open under the proper safety guidelines, but at least 20 meat workers have died from the virus. David Seligman is director of Towards Justice, a nonprofit law firm involved in a lawsuit against Smithfield Foods in Missouri over the coronavirus, and he joins us now. Welcome.
Thanks so much for having me.
David, what's your reaction to this order?
Well, I think that it's atrocious and highly concerning. First, let me say that although the president has said that he's seeking to ensure that these meatpacking plants stay open and comply with federal health and safety guidelines, the CDC came out with guidelines over this weekend, and it's not clear that most meatpacking plants are following those. Workers are at risk, and the broader community is at risk. This seems like an effort not to protect workers and not to protect the food supply, but rather to protect the CEOs and executives and shareholders who profit off of big corporations involved in the food supply chain.
And you mentioned those CDC guidelines along with the Occupational Safety and Health Administration. Some of those guidelines, which are voluntary, by the way, physical distancing barriers, reducing carpools by workers, staggering breaks, those types of things. You know, a number of meat plants have closed in the last couple of months. We were just talking with an expert yesterday about the 25% reduction in the country's pork slaughter capacity. Tyson Meats has already been warning of potential shortages. What is your opinion about these closures? Is there a way to avoid closures while still ensuring the safety of workers?
There is. You know, I think the way to ensure that closures don't happen and preserve the nation's food supply is to follow workplace safety guidelines. That's not been happening. As a consequence, people have gotten sick. People have died. Workers have died. Their family members have died. Broader communities have been harmed by these outbreaks. There are lots of ways for us to continue producing meat and protect workplace safety. That means these companies have to make some sacrifices. But right now, those sacrifices don't seem to be happening. And instead, they're externalizing all of the costs of this pandemic onto their workers, many of whom are marginalized immigrants, and to the broader communities in which these plants sit.
Let's talk a little bit about workers' rights. What if a worker's plant is open, but they don't feel safe going there? Maybe they're older or they have a pre-existing condition. What are their rights? Can they take any sick time?
They're in many places, sick leave could be available. And it seems like some plants may be suggesting that it is available. But as a matter of law, I think that in many cases, workers aren't going to be protected. We know that the sick leave provisions of the Families First Coronavirus Relief Act, for example, carve out big businesses of over 500 employees. Many meatpacking companies will fall within that exemption. So many workers will not have access to sick leave. And this is happening against a backdrop of an industry that has for decades taken advantage of workers and given them the impression that they'll be punished for taking leave at all. That creates an incredibly dangerous situation, not only for the workers who continue going to the plant even when they're sick, but also for their families and for their communities.
Have you been in touch with any of these workers at the plants? And what are they telling you?
We're hearing that workers are scared. Workers continue to feel like they have to show up to work, even if they may be experiencing symptoms. You know, I think that it's a critical point to understand how much fear many of these workers feel to report problems or to report that they're sick or to take sick leave because of the tremendous and horrible repercussions that they may experience, whether, you know, at the hands of their employer or broader concerns with immigration enforcement. But I think another key aspect of the, you know, relationship between these issues and, you know, the immigration status of workers is that because undocumented workers often won't have access to unemployment insurance and don't have access to unemployment insurance, you know, those workers, as opposed to others who may have benefited from expanded unemployment insurance during the pandemic, those workers are going to continue to feel pressures to come into work and even to take on new jobs. For example, if they're not working in meatpacking, to even take on new jobs that put them at terrible risk, but jobs that are available and jobs that these companies, you know, feel like they can continue recruiting people to fill because of the president's order, notwithstanding that they're going to continue to put those people at risk and continue to put the broader communities in which their plants sit at risk.
That's David Seligman. He is director of Towards Justice, a nonprofit law firm. David, thank you for joining us.
Thanks so much, Tanya.
And as we mentioned, Towards Justice is suing Smithfield Foods to force the company to do more to protect workers from the virus. There will be a hearing in the case tomorrow, and we have reached out to Smithfield Foods for comment.